Blog Talk Radio.
I'm riding in my car, just thinking about the goodness of the Lord. I want to sing to him to let him know how wonderful he is. The song says, I really love you.
The Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burke with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and it's prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. I give God the glory, amen, today for such a wonderful day, amen, and the great move of His Spirit, amen. Where God is, where His presence is, amen, you can stand for sure that every demon got to flee. They can't stay. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for who He is and what He's doing. Amen. In our lives today. Amen. And I gave you specific instructions. I have been giving them to you throughout this session. Amen. Because God had told me to literally go in and pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. After I had come off a 40-day fast, He had told me to literally go in and pray so that, amen, I could pray for the nation, the people, amen. And we're doing corporate prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that the definition for prayer means communication, making your request known, sending up your petition, and prayer literally changed things. Amen. I told you how Daniel had prayed, amen, for 21 days before he got an answer, amen, from the Lord. And Gabriel came and literally, amen, told him that the prince of Persia had held him up. I told you about the demons that are in the atmosphere and the stratosphere and the principalities. Amen. They are prince. Amen. They are demons that have been had dominion over, amen, nations and states and towns and cities and their municipalities and whatever goes on in there. You catch, if you go like to, I'll say, New York, and New York is in flux with all kind of entertainment, all kind of drugs, all kind of gays and lesbians, and all kind of different places. I'm not saying that that's what goes on in New York, in essence, to just pinpoint it down, but that's a part of the product that those demons, amen, infiltrate into nations and towns and cities. And you might go into Texas, and it's full of drugs, nothing but drugs. Well, that prince over that state, amen, is literally causing drug demons to multiply in that state. So we as the body need to pray for the nation. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray that God would literally tear down these strongholds, because these are strongholds. And then we have strongholds in the mind. I told you about those, how the enemy literally takes our mind and just mess it up. He likes to go in and challenge you in your mind. When you are in your sleep, amen, he'll come in and he'll talk to your mind and have you to think all kind of crazy thoughts about God. Didn't hear your prayer, and God is not going to answer you. But like I was telling you, that what happened to Daniel was God had heard his prayer the first day, he had told Daniel. And one of the things that had happened was the prince of Persia, he was the one that was holding him up. Those demonic demons, those governmental powers that try to, amen, keep God's people in bondage through the system. When we become a Christian, we are no longer up under the system itself, but we are up under God's kingdom and authority, and we abide by his rules and regulations. Oh, yeah, we keep the laws of the land because that's proper adequacy. But at the same time, you don't go and you step out of bounds and start obeying, amen, the things that Satan has put in this world. Satan has placed in this world homosexuality, lust of the flesh, lust of the mind, pride of life. He's very into capitalism. Amen. America itself is just based up on that. Everything is gain. Amen. Money, 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 money this and money that. And that's one thing that God don't want us to focus on. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added unto you. We so busy building up our lives and livelihoods behind what we have gained and accomplished per se in life, and missed out on Jesus Christ. Amen. All over the media, there's nothing but talk about Michael Jackson did this and Michael Jackson's songs and his legacy and all that he did. Do you know, do you realize the torment that this young man was in? Do you realize that he, at his last stage, ordered one of the highest drugs that was, and that was an anesthesia, because he had tried all the chemicals throughout his lifetime, and those chemicals really did not have any effect, and he was mentally burnt out. He was tired in his mind. He was tired in his physical body, and Satan made him a name, but yet and still Satan literally caused him to suffer. He was accused of raping young and having sex with young men and all of these various issues. But at his last stage, he cried out for sleep, for rest, because the chemicals that he was taking had no effect. That's the way Satan does you. He'll build you up. He'll build you up. Amen. Only to tear you down, because he don't have the love of the Father in him. So through prayer changes things. If Michael had been around the right person that would go in and intercede and minister to him instead of these worldly people that wanted to gain, that would give him medicine, person at the drop of a dollar, and just to say that they are connected to him in some kind of way, he wouldn't be dead today. We need to understand that God is not playing. This devil, he's the thief. He comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Let us look at the book of Isaiah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The 14th chapter of Isaiah, the Bible said, thank you, Jesus, in the 12th verse, I'll start with that, and it said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Satan has weakened the nations through sin, through lust of the flesh, homosexuality, drug abuse, prostitution, all manner of sin, molestation of children, stealing from the government itself. And we found out a lot of those well-known rich people that are in high places have been stealing from the government for years. Amen. And God made a statement, his son Jesus made a statement, that you're going to have the poor with the, you always. But at the same time, they got the socialites, those that are politically correct, those that are doing everything that they're big enough to do, and causing problems to the middle class and the lower class people that cannot do anything to make things right for themselves. So we're looking at, and that's global. It's not just in America. It's global. And one of the things that happened was that America has literally taken God out and put in the devil, who is Lucifer, that weakened the nations. Amen. But God say he's a fallen being. He's a fallen cherubim. He's a fallen prince. He will not be able to complete what he's trying to accomplish. I don't care how many times he did what he thought he was big enough to do to God's people, but God always had a way of escape. He always put something in our pathway that we was able to latch hold to it so that we will not fall. Amen. It's Jesus, amen. And we're on the water with the disciples, and the storm was raging, amen. And Jesus was laying there asleep in the boat, amen. And the Bible said, one of the disciples said, cares not that we perish. Jesus woke up, looked at the storm, and looked at his disciples, and literally said, peace be still. In our situations in life, God will bring us peace if we hold on. Because one of the things that we have tend to do, we have tend as a nation, amen, as a world, amen, as the global, amen, realization, amen, of all that is going on in the world, amen, high technology and all of this here capitalism, we have learned how to take our focus off of God, which we should have been keeping it on God and his son Jesus. Jesus Christ, amen, and put it on the things that are of the world. Accumulation is one of the worst sins there is. Amen. What can you accumulate that can buy your life? Amen. I had spoken one time in one of my sermons, and I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That when a person dies, take, for instance, Michael Jackson, he cannot take none of his mansions behind that hearse. He can't take no money with him. He can't take all them clothing with him. He cannot take his children with him. So all that he has gained, he still did not gain Christ. I'm not saying anything but the truth. Amen. If you don't have Christ in your life and drugs have taken over, Satan, amen, is the little god, what you say he say is of this world. I call him as nothing. I call him a scumbag that need to have been destroyed for destroying Michael Jackson's life and everybody else's life. I call him a nobody, a nothing that would come in and alter the lives of people through chemicals. The book of Revelation speak about drugs. It says drugs is sorcery. Amen, and that's one of the things God said won't hurt his people no more. We have been dependency on chemicals that did our bodies no good. We have to use one chemical to keep us, amen, high, and one chemical to keep us in a low state. One chemical that cause us to go to sleep and one chemical to wake us up in the morning. So you mixing in things that Satan has placed in this world. But God say he's greater than Satan. He's greater than anything and anybody. And if we go in prayer and seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, then will he hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal the land. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody today, and I give God the glory because I've based my life on death. Amen. To die for Jesus Christ, to make myself a sacrifice. Amen. Holy and acceptable in the Lord. Today, all over the world, you got preachers. Amen. That are compromising the gospel. They want capitalism. They want to build their names up and say they got the biggest and best choir and they got the biggest and best platform and they got the biggest church. But I tell you, now one of them will stand up and get a prayer through. Now one of them will walk holy before the Lord. Now one of them will go in, amen, and pray until somebody gets delivered. They too cute, amen. They too big of a hole, amen, to get up and stand up and tell the truth that we must go back to the old pathway. We must go back, amen, to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finish our faith. We must go to the Lord God Almighty that is able to build us up instead of tearing us down. Let us listen to this.
It's your season to be blessed. I made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the windows and pour a lot of blessings. It's your season. You'll be blessed. It's your season, sir. In the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season.
To be blessed.
To be blessed.
God make a promise.
God make a promise. It's our season. It's our season. To be blessed.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's your season to be blessed, and God is getting ready to do an outpouring. Amen. Like I told you from the beginning of the message, amen. Thank you, Jesus. From the beginning of this 21-day, amen, prayer time, amen, that some people are going to be delivered, some people are going to be healed, some people are going to be financially blessed, some people's ministries are going to be restored, amen, because they have latched hold to God, amen, in prayer, amen, and sought his face, amen. Amen. They took our time to do corporate prayer, but also they took our time to seek the living God, amen, who's able to do everything but fail. It's your season to be blessed. Amen. Nobody has any excuse concerning their life and their livelihood. Once God said a word, he said one thing clearly. He said all should know him. Amen. From the least to the great. So everybody has a chance to know him. But I'm here and I'm reminded to tell you that you must have a relationship with him. You must fellowship with him. You must take up your petition to him. You must allow him to be the Lord of your life, because the little God that wanted to say that he's the God of this world, amen, he's wrecking and making havoc out of people's lives when it shouldn't be. And I was telling you about the pastors, all of these pastors and teachers and evangelists that are out there trying to do a quick fix, amen, and saying that they are of God, amen, and they are not doing the things that God has told them to do. One of the things that we should understand is that they will fall. Amen. And some of them have fallen. But God said he loved the backslider, and he's able to deliver them and bring them back. I'm telling you, pastors and teachers and evangelists, all of y'all that are out there doing things that you don't have any business doing, you're supposed to be a holy vessel unto the Lord, that you can go into the Holy of Holies and present yourself a living sacrifice without any blemishes. God is able to forgive you and call you back to the foot of the cross so that you can do the will of the Lord and do it right. Get it right, church, because, amen, after a while we'll be going home, and I don't want, amen, nobody's blood on my hand. So God has given me a mandate to tell you the truth and to pray you into, amen, a realm, an area where God can reach and snatch you out of the hands of the devil. There is no great sin that nobody has done, for the Bible for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But those that are in office and in position, you are the ones that's supposed to set examples for the body of Christ. But you're too busy trying to sugarcoat it, to have friends, amen, and too busy trying to sugarcoat it, to do the things that are not right before the eyes of the Lord, amen. And that's where you're falling, amen. You're falling short, but God is able to lift you back up and put you in good stead. And put down that whore spirit. Put down that lying spirit. Stop going with your secretaries. Stop going with your deacons. Stop going with the lay people. Amen. Because God said you must come back to the foot of the cross, because time is fast spent. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. And the day is nigh. And Jesus is coming back for that church that don't have a spot or blemish. Oh, it's prayer time. And when you do this, you go down in prayer and be persistent about your mistakes. And ask God to forgive you. Amen. And you forgive those that have trespassed against you. But not only that, but you yield to God. I don't care how many times the devil try to come and stop you, you yield to God. I don't care how many times he hit you and knock you down, you yield to God in repentance, and God will surely bring you out. One of the things that I tell you that we do, amen, is as often as we come together, we take the Lord's Supper. It's up to you. I'm not in tradition, but I'm in the Word, and the Word has set me free. And it's out of the book of 1 Corinthians, amen, 11th chapter. And I start with the 24th verse. And he went, excuse me. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. For those that have their bread, you can take and break it now and eat. Praise God. And then if you have your grape juice, he said in the 25th verse, he said, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this is the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you have your grape juice, you're more than welcome to drink it now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to this. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Soldiers!
God. We are on the battlefield, saints, fighting for the Lord. Amen. And one of the things that I had given you, the reasons why we pray is after we pray, we want instructions. A lot of people are looking for an answer, amen, and instructions on how to deal with situations that have been very perplexing, amen, for many years. Amen. What be it cancer, sickness, children, or marriage, or any issues in life. And instructions is very important, because when you keep and follow the instructions, it keeps you out of the devil's hand. And in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, it said, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instructions, to receive the word of understanding, to receive the instructions of the of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give stability to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Amen. To understand a proverb, praise God, and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark saying. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. Amen. David, amen, son Solomon had asked for wisdom. Amen. And God had given him wisdom on how to deal with people and their issues. There were two women that had came before him. And he literally sought the Lord when they came before him, because he would not go without seeking the Lord. And they were prostitutes, and they had children. Amen. And one lady one night rolled over on her son and smothered her son to death and killed him. She realized what she had done, and while the other lady was lying asleep, she took that lady's baby and gave that lady's baby to herself, and took her son and gave it to the lady. When the lady woke up, she knew that wasn't her baby. So they went for counseling. Amen. A lot of us don't understand. When you go down in prayer, amen, you seeking the counsel of God. Amen. You seeking instruction so that you will not make mistakes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So Solomon was able to resolve the issue by simply saying, well, what we'll do is we'll take the baby and we'll just kill the baby. And so the woman that was the true mother said, no, don't do that. Just let the woman have the baby. And Solomon was able to discern who the child was really for. A lot of times we go through many issues in our life, and we don't understand because our discernment has not been sharpened, and we are not able to get a clear answer. So God has literally advised me to tell you, when you're going through stuff and you need instruction, one of the things that you do, you press in and you lay and you wait. Amen. You might have to pray hours and hours at a time, but you pray until you see a change. You pray until you get that final instruction, so that you would go in the right direction, so you would make the right business deal, so that you won't divorce your wife because of your flesh and your emotions, and literally stay with your wife because that was the proper thing to do. God ain't said at now time for us to just throw in the towel every time an issue or problem come up. I told you about how Satan creates the problem, amen, and he does that in order to distract you. He does that in order to keep you from hearing from the Lord. He does that in order to try to tear you down so that you can serve him. But I'm going to tell you, ain't no life in him. And every time he touch you, when you make a decision to serve him, he's killing out every essence of God and you that is in your life. So I'm telling you, amen, literally seek instruction. And then the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, it says, hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. Thank you, Jesus. For I give you good doctrines, forsake ye not my law. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of us, we not only pray, But we have to seek the word of God. We have to stay before the word, because the doctrines is the one that teaches us how to live spiritually. Amen. Holy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And have those spiritual and moral values. A lot of us have values that are just stinking. Just don't line up with the word of God. We'll go out and do anything. We'll say anything and do anything that Satan whispers in our ears to do. I told you about the many voices. Amen. There are many voices in the world. But with God's voice, amen, those that don't hear his voice, amen, at right then, until maturity, he'll speak through the word. That's his voice. And then when you are developed enough, like Samuel, amen, thank you, Jesus, before dreams and visions came, the voice of God came to Samuel and told him what to tell Eli. So God's voice is real soft and still. God is very gentle. He's very loving. He won't force nothing on you. And he's not going to be like Satan. He's not going to be repetitive, continually to torment you, continue to cause you to yield to sin. Jesus told disciples, when you pray, one of the things that you do, you ask and don't yield to temptation. Satan will bring every kind of temptation your way in order for you to fall. But prayer changes things. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God the glory today. And in Proverbs 5 and 23, the Bible say, he shall die without instructions. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and in the generation that comes, we need to understand those that are not wise, amen, those that are not following the instructions of the Lord, amen, they die without instructions, amen. And in the greatness of his folly, he shall be, and as literally say, he's going to go astray. He's not going to be what God has told him and called him to be at the onset, because he's going to go astray because he did not receive instructions. So we need to seek the Lord for instructions. We need to ask him, God, what do I do? How do I do it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we not fall into the hands of a devil that makes us privy to everything. Amen. He don't care what he does to the flesh. He'll do anything to the flesh. His flesh is in the flesh. That's why Jesus told Peter, he said, get behind me, Satan, for thy savor is not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. Amen. Satan want to do wicked things with the flesh because he likes to stretch the flesh out. The flesh is so flexible that Satan can cause cancer in it. He can cause AIDS. He can cause anything to happen to it. But Jesus, from the beginning, said that he come that we might have life, and that much more abundantly. Amen. So, amen. Let us listen to seek instructions. Now, I want to let you listen to this. Amen. Praise God. And then from there, amen, we'll go into some more of the teachings and the word, and then we'll go into prayer, because prayer is needed. I give God the glory. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Thank you, Jesus.
You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Kneel down before him. Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Bye.
The Lord, amen. We need to worship him, amen, and give him glory, amen. Emmanuel, thank you, Jesus. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, amen. He is the only God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what Satan say he is, amen. He's a robber, he's a thief, he's a liar, amen. He's not able to do anything but fail, amen, the work that he's trying to do concerning God's people. Oh, I praise him. If we turn our Bibles to Psalms 120, it says, "In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Delivered my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee? What shall be done unto thee, thou false tongues? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedrah. My soul had long dwelt with him that hated peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." Many of us have enemies, amen, that have literally, amen, tried to destroy us, amen. Through lies and falsification and deceit. Amen. But Jesus had warned the disciples. He said, they're going to put you out of the synagogue. They're going to talk about you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to do all manner of evil against you. But it's going to be up to you, amen, to stay with God. And I'm telling you today, saints, it's going to be up to you to stay with God. The Bible let us know we don't contend against our enemies. Those that are lying against us, those are not the ones we fight. We're supposed to be contending against, amen, the demons that are in the heaven, in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, and those that are down on earth and in hell, those that are creating the problem, because the people are not creating those problems in our lives. And the Bible says, Psalms 121, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. I give God glory. Eliyahu Shaddai. And nothing but the enemy can do will be able to overthrow the will of God in your life. If you go to him and seek him, tell him the truth. Say, God, I did this or this happened, God. Go to him in honesty. Amen. And praise. Let your request be made known. Send up your petition and watch God move. The sun shall not smite thee that day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Not just one evil. He said from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God the glory today. Amen. In Psalms 1:22, it said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compacted together. Amen. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For here, there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for peace of Jerusalem, and they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palace. Thank you, Jesus. For my brothers and my companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. God wants us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And one of the things that happened to me, and I call myself, and I literally say it at all times, I'm a Jew. I've been engrafted in. Amen. And I'm not ashamed, amen, of the gospel of God, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it. And I don't mind saying that I'm a Jew, amen, inwardly and outwardly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I bind and I curse the powers of Satan, because Satan is a defeated foe. And in the book of Psalms 20, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. That's another reason why we need to do corporate prayer, because we are here to strengthen one another. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifices, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. While you praying to God, God is literally, he's fulfilling, amen, amen, the purpose that you have set forth, amen, to give to him for your life, for your livelihood. Amen. We will rejoice in thy salvation. Thank you, Jesus. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banner, the Lord, fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven, hallelujah, with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that we have to understand, that the Lord hear us. You know, I told you, amen, how God had heard Daniel at his first beginning of prayer. Amen. But the prince of Persia had literally stepped in to hinder. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, Shia, you keep on pressing and you keep on asking God, amen, to help you through, amen, these perilous times. There are so many issues involved in just our daily lives. Till if it wasn't for God, I don't know what we would do. But I praise God today because he is a wonderful counselor. He is our almighty God. He is our Prince of Peace. The Bible let us know that in the book of Psalms, amen, in chapter 5, the verse 1 we start at, it said, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Thank you, Jesus. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee, Haliki O Shatana Mosiah, will I pray." Amen. We need to pray to God. There is only one God, one faith, one hope, and one baptism. Amen. And all, I don't know, some of them pray to Buddha and Muhammad and all of these old false gods. Amen. But there is only one God that can get a prayer through. Amen. If you want to get a prayer through, amen, and receive your blessings, you need to go to God. Thank you, Jesus. "My voice shall thou hear in the morning." In the morning, David had said he three times a day did he pray before the Lord. Daniel did the same time, morning, noon, and at midnight. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, at midnight, that if something occurs at midnight, because God is able to go in the dark places of your life and begin to uproot and destroy the works of Satan and tear down everything. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he has built up. And then when morning comes, you are able to receive your blessing, because the Bible said God loads us with blessings every day. "My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee. And I will look up, for thou art not a God that had pleasure in wickedness." Amen. Almost shy. "Neither shall evil dwell with thee." Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. "The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy Anonoshaya, them that speak least in Akoliashata. Lord, Anonoshaya would abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come unto thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. In and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to worship the Lord. Amen. And just begin to praise him during our time of prayer. Amen. And hallelujah. Daniel set his face toward the temple. He set his face toward Jerusalem. Thank you, Jesus. Although he was in captivity, amen, he set his face toward Jerusalem. Amen. So that he could literally, amen, pray for God's people, intercede for them, and literally hear from God. Thank you, Jesus. "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there, Nelko Moshiach, is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward parts is very wickedness. Their throat is an open scepter. They flatter with their tongues." Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give you glory today, God. "Destroy by them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel." That's what we need to do, is pray that God will literally tear up the counsel of Satan. Because the Bible says he imagined a thing that he's not able to bring to pass. And the Bible let us know that there is no greater counsel than the counsel of God. And God will frustrate the counsel of the wickedness, amen, that the enemy try to put on us and his wicked devices. If we literally, amen, seek the counsel of God, and you seek the counsel of God in prayer, prayer changes things. "Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee." Amen. Satan rebelled against God. Amen. That don't mean, that we have to rebel against God. But we need to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And call out, cry aloud, and spare not. Lift up your voice as a trumpet. Amen. And begin to tell God's people their transgressions and their sins, and begin to make known to them that God is a forgiving God, that he'll do everything but fail. But let all of those that put their trust in thee, hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful Hallelujah, indeed. For thou, O Shatter, O Messiah. He can even shake it, he be on, O Messiah. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thou compassing him as with a shield. Amen. God want to compass you with a shield. He want to give you favor in your prayer time. He want to, amen, destroy it. He can't be Oshananabosata, the works of the devil. Oh, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. For the Bible said, weeping endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Hallelujah. Some people are going to go, amen, in the morning with a court case against them. Somebody, amen, has gone to court, amen, for various issues. Amen, or the sons or the daughters are going, amen. But if you pray to God tonight and believe that he's able to deliver your child or yourself or those issues that you're going to, he'll change the judge's mind. He's just like that woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We should be just like her. Thank you, Jesus, that went to the unjust judge over and over again, she was repetitive, and she began to cry out, amen, and say, avenge me of my adversaries. Hallelujah. We need to cry out to God and ask him to avenge us of our adversary, who is the devil. It's prayer time, it's prayer time, it's prayer time. And hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And as she talked to that unjust judge, did not regard man, nor did he regard her. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But one thing, when you go to God, you don't weary God. But the unjust judge was weary, amen, of her coming. And Amy Oshana Mosiah. And he avenged her. Oh, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Just like God avenged. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, just like he avenged Daniel in the lion's den, he will avenge you of your enemies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So don't worry. Just go before the Lord. And when you go into court on tomorrow, you speak in confidence and peace, knowing that God can deliver you from everything. See, we have to first believe in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then I told you that prayer, amen, and faith work it together. They're kinfolks, they're friends, amen, and they work for the good of mankind. When you go before the Lord God Almighty and you begin to pray for him, he will begin to move on your behalf. Somebody's child is going to have an operation. Hallelujah, need a kidney transplant. But I'm telling you, God is going to provide that kidney. Somebody's marriage is breaking up. But if you pray and call on God, on hallelujah, Shalom, on God's holy name, he will heal that marriage in the name of Jesus. Somebody's having eye surgery, but I'm praying right now that God will go in and heal the pupil, heal that eye in Demiaboshiah, in Jesus' name. Somebody's going to have a heart transplant. Don't worry about it. God got a donor for you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the demonic oppression. The day we bind up principalities and their powers. Spiritual wickedness is in high places. Rulers of the darkness of this world. We bind up the demons of lust and lying. We bind up the demons of fear and adultery. We bind up the demons of child molestation and pornography. We bind up the demons of Akilaboshaya Mosiah, covetousness. I bind up the demon of idolatry worshiping in the name of Jesus. I bind up jealousy demons. I bind up all kind of envy and strife demons. I bind up Akilaboshaya, those covetous demons that want to go in and covet other people's things. I bind up the murdering demons and the suicidal demons, and I bind up the thief demons today in the name of Jesus. I bind up mental illness demons and depression demons. Lucifer, you take your flight. I cast your works back into the abyss, even for myself and my children. I repent for my sin and my children, and I thank you, God, for the deliverance of Father, given me, and I ask you to move every spirit out of the sanctuary. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray for the United States and those that are abroad, in the name of Jesus. If you pray and seek God's faith, you will win the battles. Satan can't win. He's a defeated foe. I call him as nothing. I call him as dung. I call him as a defeated foe, in Jesus' name. Praise God. The enemy is defeated if you believe God. Satan cannot do nothing to you but cause you to hurt yourself. Oh, he can steal and he can kill you and he can destroy. But he got to get you in a position to do it. And as long as you're hiding up under the wings or the shadows of God's wings in the book of Psalms 91, you will be covered. Saints can continue to pray, because prayer changes things. Amen.